Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 14. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? There they are in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You would shame the plans of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. One of the things that I've always appreciated in reading the Psalms is that they clearly show an amazing variety of human emotions. From joyful, happy moments of praising God, singing and clapping and playing instruments with great zeal out of thankfulness to a patient Lord, to very sad, depressing moments of fear, confusion, illness, shame, anger, and sorrow, and yet always ending with hope in the Lord for rescue. Many of the Psalms depict perfectly how humans are observed by other men, mainly King David, when he describes situations and circumstances in the lives of people around him, as well as his own successes and failures. Many times I find myself in similar states of mind and circumstances, and it gives me some comfort in knowing that I am not so very different from God's children of the Old Testament times, that we all share similar burdens and worries, joys and happiness. Most importantly, we as believers all are blessed to have a living God who promises to be, and indeed is, with us always, and in him we trust. In reading the Psalm today, Psalm 14, I'm struck by the fact that it seems to be giving us a glimpse of how God sees us, rather than how we are seen by each other. And it's not exactly a comforting picture, at least not in the first several verses. Foolish, corrupt, capable of abominable deeds, not one good person. It's pretty ugly. And without Christ, we would all be in this camp of arrogance and misery. In today's world, we call these people atheists, those who say there is no God, who turn away from his word, who take advantage of the poor and needy, who seek after worldly riches rather than the riches of God's kingdom. That would be us still, if not for Christ. For remember, lest you think we are off the hook because we are New Testament believers, what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 10, quoting this same Old Testament passage. As it is written, "None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Those are pretty harsh words. And judgment would certainly be even more harsh, if we had to rely on ourselves to get out of this predicament. That phrase used in verse 5 of the psalm today is great terror. Eternal life without Christ, without the light of the world, without joy, without comfort, without any hope. But then, that same verse goes on to say, "For God is with the generation of the righteous." Thanks be to God, that means you and me and all who believe in the life, death, resurrection of Jesus Christ and the complete forgiveness of sins which he has given to us. We have been made righteous through him. When you consider just how despicable we truly are by nature, the willing and extremely loving sacrifice of God's Son, Jesus Christ, who died for all the sins of all people, is a very humbling gift in that it assures us of salvation and eternal life with Christ in heaven, even though we don't deserve it. No, not even one of us deserves it. Even though, try as we might, we cannot keep ourselves from sinning. But the debt for our sin has been paid. It was paid in full, once and for all. Recognizing our sinful depravity of mind and body makes the gift of forgiveness even sweeter and moves our souls to sing as we grow to seek the Lord with all our hearts and minds, trusting in His abiding love. That salvation, that gift, comes through faith by the grace of God, and it is offered to all people. That gift is the fortune which was restored abundantly to us. Hallelujah. We pray. Dear Lord, as we live our lives in a world that seems increasingly hostile to you and to your word, keep us close so that we do not follow or chase after corrupt ways in order to be part of the crowd. Let your holy angel be with us so that we are strengthened to live God-pleasing lives and so that the evil foe may have no power over us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.